This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of Mac's List. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps people find fulfilling careers. Every Wednesday on this show, I interview a career expert. We discuss the tools you need to find the work you want. This week, I'm talking to Angela Yeh about why mindset matters when you pivot careers. Angela is the founder of two businesses, Yeh Audiology, a design recruitment firm, and Thrive by Design, an executive coaching program. Angela, welcome to the show. Let's get right into it. Why does mindset matter when making a career pivot?
Mac, thank you. First, let me just quickly say thank you so much for having me today. Your podcast is, you know, it's invaluable for professionals, and we recommend it all the time. So why does mindset matter? And it's interesting, you know, it's one of those new buzzwords, right? More than 15 years in this space, working between employers and talent, we've started to notice that there's a distinction between what certain professionals that know what's right for them, where they thrive, you know, how they're going to evolve, what's right for the employers. Over time, we started to realize it's professionals who really get it, who have a clear mindset about themselves, a certain, you know, healthy awareness of where they're growing, that affects their career. People don't talk about it. People relegate mindset to lifestyle, to health, you know, finding someone that you love, right? But what they don't understand is because career is a business, people segregate that and they think it's something altogether different. But absolutely, when we talk to our clients, you find out that your mindset affects how people see you. It affects how you see your own goals.
Well, can you tell us more, Angela, about what you mean when you say mindset?
Right. So when we work with people, we understand, and the people come to us and they say, well, I don't know what career, you know, what career path is right for me. I don't know if that next step, you know, what's first, the first question people tend to have for us is, what's the next place that I can pivot to? Today, you know, this is not the day, you know, decades ago where you couldn't choose. Now we have a plethora of choices. It's almost the paradox of choice. So we have people who wonder, where do I go next in my career? What if I want to pivot to a different industry, right? How do I do that? If you don't have the right mindset about what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what you're going to thrive on, a lot of times we find people make decisions too prematurely on some very surface level, you know, attributes, whether it's a famous company name or it's a lot of money. But are they really listening to themselves to say, how do I want to grow my career? What kind of gifts and abilities do I have? Do I want to build a career path where I'm thriving using the things that I enjoy doing, right? We find that people don't delve into these questions deep enough. And mindset, we find, is a big piece of this.
Well, I'm sure you see this too. I do as well with people who want to make career pivots. Sometimes they struggle because they're unclear about their goals, where they want to go, and what they have to offer. But mindset is different than goal setting, isn't it?
It's an interesting overlay. So, you know, I've mentioned mindset. So I want, it's interesting phenomenon. People say, okay, great. Well, now I have mindset, so I'm going to know what I'm doing, right? So mindset is an overlay of an attitude and understanding of yourself, your potential, where you're going next, right? But you also need the right optics about whatever industry, profession you're going into. But mindset to me is, first, it's understanding where, let's say we meet any design executive today or professional, right? And you're talking to them and you're asking them, what have you accomplished? It's interesting, depending on your mindset and your aware, and a bit of that is self-awareness, right? About what you can accomplish. We find that people end up telling themselves and talking about stories about where they are career-wise, stories that are not necessarily up to date, stories that are a bit more yesterday, right? Stories that talk about what they've accomplished throughout the history of where their career, but not necessarily realizing what their potential is. And this is one thing that I'm not going to tell you that every, you know, when we are working in the space of recruitment, right? Let me just say that when we listen to employers and what they resonate with when they're talking about talent, I will tell you that when we know candidates that have a clear sense of themselves, they come across differently. We hear, you know, when we step away from our conversations with employers, you know, my team and I will go back and reflect and say, and it's interesting, they'll articulate something about that individual, the candidate that they resonate most with. And more often than not, that candidate has a much clearer sense of themselves, their own growth, their own development. And then understanding beyond that, how are they going to connect to opportunity, right? How are they going to bring value to employers?
Angela, it is fascinating, and I'm curious about self-awareness. Why do you think people find it hard to fully understand their talents, their skills, and their accomplishments? What are the barriers that stop people from being able both to understand that and then explain it to employers and others?
Yeah. Well, just like in any space in our lives, right, there are experiences that we've had. There are great, amazing experiences that we grow from, that we evolve from. But then there are also other experiences that are not so positive, right? It's amazing how we attach meaning to experiences, meaning that sometimes isn't necessarily related to that moment, right? For instance, when we work with people, there will be people who will say, you know, let's say within our industry, for instance, people want to work for consultancies versus corporations. And someone will say, well, I've had bad experiences in the consultancy world, so I need to go corporate now. That's going to be my new target. And people will find them migrating or wanting to pivot to a different place, sometimes for viable reasons, but sometimes because their association, their experiences, what they've accomplished, or particularly some of their failures, right? Realizing that sometimes people make broad scope associations to a type of industry, you know, say, well, I've had bad experiences there, so I'm going to move and leave the financial industry and move into, you know, something that's wellness based, right? It's not always about the industry. A lot of times it's not always about what their roles and responsibilities are, but it's also about understanding how do they need to grow, right?
Mm-hmm. So you found it sounds like that if people don't have full self-awareness, they may make choices based on bad experiences, but not fully understanding why they had those bad experiences. Is that right, Angela?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on another level, there are times when we've working with an individual, we'll be able to even see their highest potential. And the interesting, fascinating thing is if they've got a healthier mindset about themselves and their career and what their capabilities are, they'll be able to see farther and reach farther and kind of be able to determine when those new directions that they're looking at are viable for them, they'll have a clear sense of how to assess that. But obviously, outside of mindset and self-awareness, you have to have the right tools to understand whatever industry you're looking to move into, right? So you need to have that type of additional optics, right?
Okay. Well, let's step back and talk a little more about mindset and how can people develop that when they're considering making a career pivot? What steps do you recommend the people you work with take?
I think the first thing that we often recommend for people to do is take stock of your history. Take stock of what you've accomplished. And here's the thing, recognizing what your accomplishments are, regardless, and here's something that's interesting, you know, being able to make that awareness and that assessment of what you've accomplished in the past, in past careers, even if it was a place and a time and a role that you're not interested in anymore. Right? Maybe it's something that you've evolved from it. You're moving on and you're learning new things. You're in a new industry. You're developing new expertise. When you're looking back at your history, the first step is just to realize what have you accomplished, whether you love that task or not, right? All of those things, understanding the full scope of that. That's one of the first steps we ask people to make, because based on that, we will look to see whether they understand their own accomplishments well, right? When you work with, let's say, recruiters in any industry have and hiring managers in any category, and they know, they have the eye, they know what they're looking for, right? But from the seat of the person, the practitioner, how many times have you ever met somebody who is incredibly gifted, right? You look at them and you ask them, how do you do that? And maybe a musician, right, for instance, and they don't know how to articulate what it is they do and how they do it. And it's a fascinating thing, right, when people are naturally gifted. But then if you want to evolve your career, there's an aspect of that where if you're able to stop and look at your life experiences and understand how you're evolving, you'll be able to see what's next for yourself, right? Okay. It doesn't matter what industry, but you'll be able to see how you can progress, whether it's moving up in leadership, management, whether it's evolving and pivoting to a different type of role or even a different industry altogether. There's this overlay of how do you show up in that next place, right?
Well, terrific. I want to take a quick break, Angela, and talk more about that, particularly how listeners at home who are taking stock of their accomplishments might vet those accomplishments with others. We'll be right back. And when we return, we'll continue our conversation with Angela Yeh about why mindset matters when you pivot careers. Here's a step savvy sector switchers take. They share professional work online. Doing this shows employers your experience and skills in the new industry where you want to work. And how do hiring managers find what you publish? Almost every recruiter today uses social accounts like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter to search for candidates. So you can count on your next employer seeing what you do on the internet. Do you know how to make the most of this opportunity? I've got a free video course that can help. It's called How to Wow and Woo Employers Online. Sign up today. Go to maxlist.org/wow. Do you post industry news on your LinkedIn page? Do you blog about trends in your sector? Your competitors do these things. Why don't you? Our free course shows you how to get started so you can use social media to find and get a job you can love. Go to maxlist.org/wow. In 3 short video lessons, you'll learn how to update the profiles of your social accounts, understand what matters most to employers, and use social media to serve and grow your professional network. Sign up for How to Woo Employers Online today. It's free, and you can get it today. Go to maxlist.org/wow. Now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the Maxlist studio. I'm talking with Angela Yeh, and our topic today is why mindset matters when you pivot careers. Angela, you were making the point before the break that it's important to know your accomplishments, and I know when you work with clients, you and your colleagues help vet those accomplishments with the people you work with. For listeners at home, how can they do that process, perhaps with a family member or a colleague? What do you recommend?
I think the first step for people is to really write it down. Write down a document. There's different tools that we use. One is that we ask our clients to use would be a career and project timeline, job and project timeline. For some people, you could list the different titles that you've had or in jobs, right, and go back and write down and list for yourself what are the different accomplishments I've had in those roles. For some people, each role may be very different in what your roles and responsibilities were, right? So you could break it down by project. And really detailing out first for themselves the exercise of writing things down. If you don't write it down, how can you really understand what's surfacing, right? What patterns you're going to see? So there's a lot of data that we look at when we look at people and how they pivot and evolve. And you know, going back to our earlier comment, it's fascinating for us, the people who have a clear sense about themselves, a clear sense of awareness of themselves, have will self-identify their patterns better than those that, you know, have more limiting beliefs about themselves, right? Limiting beliefs about their capability or the role and responsibility. It's fascinating. I love talking about this because when we look at people, we all have different spaces where we have more of a fixed mindset about ourselves, right? Fixed mindset about different industries. Everybody that we talk to, people are progressive and, you know, they talk about, oh, I've got a progressive growth mindset. But in reality, we all have certain areas where we have limiting beliefs about ourselves and thus fixed mindsets about who we are.
Great. I'm glad you brought up the difference between fixed and growth mindsets. And I know many listeners are probably familiar with both ideas. The fixed mindset, of course, is the thought that the amount of talent or skill you have is capped and can't change. And a growth mindset believes, or someone with a growth mindset rather, thinks that with practice and application and learning, they can continue to improve. You were making the point earlier about, we were talking about getting clear about accomplishments and also self-awareness. Let's bring it back to career pivots, Angela, and how can this work help you both in getting clear about what you want to pivot to and making that switch?
I think that, you know, today, when it comes to pivoting, let's say just the simplest stage is moving up, just progressing further up within the space that you're in. But there are some people who not only want to feel compelled, whatever stage they're at, there's something that compels them to not just move up to the next level, but also evolve tangentially into different industry or different profession. I would say that even more so than pivoting directly up, let's say, you know, if we're looking at the analogy of a chess game, you're going to make a strategic move where you might need to step back a few steps to go forward. Mindset allows people to understand all the elements that are involved in analyzing. You know, if I'm, let's say, someone is an industrial designer, they want to pivot to user experience, they need to understand where do they sit now? What are their capabilities today will, you know, qualify them for that next industry of user experience, right? Helping them understand how do we analyze the companies? How do we see what kind of company would be right for me? What kind of role and responsibility would be right for me? And the biggest challenge when it comes to pivot that everybody talks about, if you think about the roadrunner that's swinging from one cliff to another, if you don't have the right methods, the right tools, the right strategies, you can attempt to swing to this other place. But if you don't understand everything about that pivot, you could come, you know, you either land not as high, right? Conceptually, people talk about wanting to pivot and not having to step back down again, right? But landing as high as they can. And mindset is one of the different things that people have to keep in mind to really engineer and curate a pivot that's successful. We know that most people today, when they evolve and they want to move into a different profession, different expertise, different industry, it is it's very challenging, right? There are a lot of things that you have to take into account to make that pivot successful. And mindset's one of the pieces to seeing and looking at all the data that comes up when you're in this stage.
Well, I love the image from the Chuck Jones Warner Brothers cartoon of the bird. Yes. And I'm sure many of our listeners can identify with that, but they might be struggling, Angela, with, you know, okay, mindset. It sounds like a black box here. Help me understand take our listeners through that, Angela. How can understanding mindset help them make that pivot so they don't find themselves in that dreadful spot, but where the bird does.
Yeah. There's so many different aspects to analyzing yourself in your career, right? I would ask someone first, what is it that You know, if someone's eager to evolve their career, one of the first questions we ask them is, what are you striving for? Where, how do you see yourself thriving, regardless of industry, regardless of the company, you know, regardless of the compensation? Let's dream for a moment and let's talk about, where do you think you thrive? And counter to that, the other piece of this is then to ask people, what are your limiting beliefs around that, right? And that's the first stage in breaking down and understanding, where do you sit today in your mindset about yourself as a professional? And through those, you know, countering questions, we'll be able to identify how people need to evolve next.
Okay.
Sometimes we pull it back where people don't even know what industry they want to go into.
Right.
And it allows us to, you know, see where those possibilities are.
Okay. So you help people understand what those limiting beliefs might be. How do you help people get over those limiting beliefs, Angela?
Well, it's interesting. Let's just say that we all have, throughout our career, we all have that lump under the rug. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine, and I would ask you, Mac, when you meet people like this as well, as we move up in our career, I think earlier in our career, it's easier. Let's just say that in the human pyramid of any company, let's say, right, bodies of human pyramid of people, how many people do they need, let's say, in the space of leadership and in management, right? A smaller percentage. Right?
Correct.
Yeah. Up in that small, let's just say it's less than 10%, right? Up at that level, the bar is pretty high, right? The standards are pretty high. But also, by the time you've gotten to that point in your career, you've built up a lot more standards and rigor about what you have, a lot more clarity about what's right for you, right? And so that becomes, if you think about when you're at that stage in your career where you're 40, it can happen as early as 40s, 50s, 60s in your career, you're going to start to realize that there's, and when people don't write this down, when we talk to them, it's a loose concept. There's a loose sense of what they don't resonate with, and there's a looser sense of what really resonates for them. So the first thing we ask people to do is write it down. Write down in words, you know, what matters to you, what do you thrive on, what do you believe in, but also what are you not interested in? And that already starts to create some polar opposites. And this is where people can start to distinguish whatever industry you move into, whatever expertise you want to segue into. These are the things that you want to hold on to and realize the ideal next pivot, the next career move. Those, you know, those opportunities that I'm evaluating, it's got to have those things that I care about most, that I thrive on. And it's cultural, it's lifestyle, it's the way you work, it's the way what resonates with you, culture, expertise, how do you want to work? Some people work, you know, best through leadership, some people work best in isolation or, you know, managing their own time. Some, all of that ties into understanding yourself. And that comes in with mindset.
Yeah. So be self-aware, understand your accomplishments, identify your limiting beliefs, and be clear about what you want and who offers. And I see your larger point here about mindset, because limiting beliefs, I see it in job seekers. I've certainly seen it personally in my own career. We all carry around these objections in our heads about why something isn't going to happen. And it all starts with the word, every sentence begins with the word, because I'm this, because I'm that, this will happen.
Exactly. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
And so I talked about that analogy about the lump under the rug, right? When we're younger, I think that the standards from employers and even, you know, let's say outside of even just working with employers, let's say just creating your career. You're going to build more clarity about what's right for you. And yet there are certain things that are going to keep tripping us up, and they're going to resurface again and again. There's a point where refine your career to a point where that lump under the rug is still there. And everything you do, wherever you go, wherever job you go to, those same issues may be tripping you up again and again, right? So understanding your fixed mindset, your limiting beliefs, as well as your growth, the combination of those things, being able to analyze it. When you write this down, you're going to be able to start to piece apart what matters to you. What do you want versus what do you not want, right? What are you going to thrive on doing? And today, more and more people care about not just having a job where you check in for a paycheck, right? Most people we work with, they start off saying, I don't care how much money I make. In essence, yes, you want to keep making more money. But the people that we end up talking to, they really want to identify, what is it that I can do? Which of my talents are the most effective to help this world? And where can I thrive utilizing my best gifts, right?
Terrific. Well, it's been a great conversation, Angela. Now, tell us what's next for you.
Well, I run two businesses. I run Yay Ideology, which is a design recruitment firm. And I'm also the founder of Thrive by Design, which is an executive coaching program. And what's amazing about this is we've helped tons of people already evolve and develop a solid methodology using our tools to create a customized career strategy plan. This plan that they develop allows them to analyze any direction they want to go into. It allows them to analyze any direction they want to go into, whether it's not just progressing straight up, whether it's pivoting to a different industry or even a different profession. Oh, and this is what we love doing.
Great. Well, I know people can learn more about you and your services and your programs by visiting thrivebydesign.today. Now, Angela, you've shared a lot of great tips here. What's the one thing, however, that you want our audience to remember when thinking about why mindset matters when you pivot careers?
I would say that the most important thing is to believe in your gifts and to believe and look for that nexus, that space where you can build a profession around doing things that you love. That's how people thrive. And that's what we find people look for consistently throughout their career. So I'd say listen to yourself, listen to what matters to you, listen to what you thrive on.
Terrific. Well, Angela, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Matt, for having me. Appreciate it.
Mindset is one of my favorite subjects. I am a big fan of the book by Carol Dweck, who teaches at Stanford. It's called Simply Mindset, but it lays out in depth the principles that we talked about today with Angela. And I love her advice about the importance of understanding your accomplishments, being self-aware, and identifying your limiting beliefs, and being clear about where you want to go. I think her point about limiting beliefs is especially important because, as I mentioned in the conversation, I talk to a lot of job seekers who carry around these internal objections, and we've all had them, including me, about why we might not be able to do certain things. And I think what Angela's done today is shared a process where you can share those limiting beliefs with others and explore them and find out how you might overcome them. And when you do that, you find a way to put your best self forward. Well, we've also got a video course that will help you do that. It's called How to Wow and Woo Employers Online, and you can get a free copy of it today. You can sign up. It's a three-part video class, and it's at maxlist.org/wow, and it shows you how to improve your digital footprint so that when employers do Google you, they will see your best self. Well, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Find Your Dream Job. Join us next Wednesday. Our guest will be Lisa Rangel. She'll explain how to find a job without using a job board. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job.